These rogue rulings happen. It's an incredible threat to the continuity of care for Minnesotans, whether it be accessibility to care or whether it be making sure that pre-existing conditions. I want to be clear to all Minnesotans, the law is intact. While we passed the first deadline for MNsure, open season for folks is still ongoing. You saw the numbers today. People are in large numbers, historic numbers, still signing up. Healthcare is that basic human right we talked about. I do think, if I had to comment on this ruling, I think it brings into sharper focus the need of why Minnesota needs to address the issue of everything from the provider tax to the Minnesota Care buy-in that we have suggested to coming back together to figure out what we're going to do. Because as I said when I was first asked by many of you almost 2 years ago why I was running for governor is, I gave you the answer that I believed that the federal government did not possess the ability right now to deal with some of these hardest issues. And I was convinced by the time we're standing here right now that they could exacerbate some of the problems that were most critical to Minnesotans, and that being access to affordable health care. So this ruling will not stand the test of time. But I'm also one that doesn't believe you take chances on this. This is why Minnesota needs to guide Minnesota's future. This is why Minnesota needs to take ownership for these, to make sure that if something like this happens, that our citizens are protected to their access to high quality, affordable health care.